Hi, Mr. Six. How are you doing?
I'm very good. You too?
I am fantastic. Are you in LA right now?
Yes, we are in LA promoting the film. Had the premiere yesterday, so it's good times.
Excellent. I'm in Dallas, Texas right now, so we're
Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
We've been there. It's great.
That's great. So I watched the film, and as your other two films, I am a huge fan.
Thank you so much.
And I actually have talked to people about this. I really think the first Human Centipede film should be in the National Film Registry and Archive for its importance and significance on culture.
That's so cool. Yeah, it's part of pop culture, they tell me. And it's a big honor that you say that, sir. I feel the same way.
It is great. So, I mean, how does it feel to make your... I guess this film is called The Human Centipede 3 Final Sequence. Is this really the final sequence? And how have you felt about making this epic trilogy?
Yeah, I always intended a trilogy because the three films together make a movie centipede. They can literally be connected and form one 4.5-hour movie. And that's what I aim for. But now I have so many other ideas, I go to do them first. Maybe in 10 years I pick them up, but for now it's over.
Yeah, so I would dying to know, and I think a lot of people who don't know yet, how did this story, these characters, how did you dream these up?
The characters, you mean? I'm from part three.
Yeah, or part one, like as far as like the whole story, the whole gist of the story, and then how they've evolved to, like, you know, from the 3-person centipede to the 500-person centipede.
Yeah. It's all based on the reaction by fans. Yeah? When I first had my idea of attaching those three people, when I traveled around the world, people were asking me, I want to see more, and then they gave them 10 people, and in the end, I go full force and go for the 500 people. And as you can imagine, I'm so thrilled to work again with Dieter Laser and Lawrence R. Harvey, because they're such an amazing actors. It's unbelievable. And,
It is unbelievable. Seeing Dieter Laser in the first film, how he's more of like a calm and collected scientist and killer, as opposed to how his role in the third one as the warden of a prison, it seems like y'all had so much fun filming his role because he's running around, yelling, shooting. It just looked like a lot of fun. Was it a lot of fun?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we wanted to create a completely different character than Dr. Heiter. Absolutely the other way. So we have this extreme asshole. So Dieter and I made the extremest asshole you can imagine, with the racism, and he hates women, he hates everyone. And he is a very impotent guy as well, because he's a loser kind of guy as well. But I love the fact that the bad guy he is wins at the end. That's a major victory. You don't see that much in American films, that the bad guy wins. I love that. And we had such a good time on the set.
Yeah, it seems like y'all did have a great time on set. Was there any particular moment that you remember from filming the third film that you just like, oh, that was a lot of fun, or like there was a prank or just something you really loved?
I loved almost every scene. The castration scene was hilarious. Although on the screen it's not, but while you shoot it, it's so much fun. Just as the waterboarding scene, the actors are so professional, and while we're shooting that, there's so much fun. But when you see it on the screen, it's terrifying. So each of these gruesome scenes, they were very funny to shoot.
It looked like it was a lot of fun. How did Eric Roberts is in the movie? How did you get Eric Roberts to be in Human Centipede 3?
Yeah, I wanted to have the ultimate American governor, and I wanted an actor with a great voice and this mean face. And I saw a lot of films of Eric when I was younger, and I always remembered his face. And I thought we gotta get Eric in. And we Skyped with him, and he knew about the Human Centipede films, and he loved them. And we sent him the script, and it was very easy. He wanted to be in very badly, so we couldn't have done it better with him.
That was great. He is awesome, and I'm glad he was in the movie.
Yeah.
And I loved your cameo in the third film. You play yourself, right? And you get to witness some of the surgery, and your reaction to it is priceless.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. I had to make an ass out of myself. That was the thing. I only want to be in the movie if I... Otherwise, it would have been stupid if I would act like a normal actor.
Yeah. So the special effects. You know, this was, I think, one of the first times we actually see up close the surgery that was going on to create the centipede. What did you work on with the visual effects team on that? And was it all practical effects?
No,
was there CG?
It's all hands-on. No computer-generated images. We have this. It is indeed the first time you see the mouth going to an anus, and it's actually a real anus we put on the screen. And the mouth is not completely real, but in the end, you see him, the actor, you see going into the ass for almost for real. So it's no computer effect.
That's awesome, and it's so rare these days. And I just love that you did that way.
Yeah, thank you.
In future films, do you think you'll still stick with the practical effects route?
Oh, absolutely. I hate CGI. And it's much more fun to work with the real stuff on the sets. And it's a shame that it's passing, but I will keep doing it.
And so, obviously, you're a huge fan of movies. It's probably the horror genre as well. What are some of your favorite scenes from movies that have always stuck with you growing up, and you know, that have influenced you?
Definitely, one of the most scary horror films is The Shining. Oh, yeah. Jack Nicholson. That's really good horror film, I think. And Salò by Pasolini. I don't know if you that one. It's not really a horror film, but that's.
Oh yes, Salò. Absolutely, 120 Days of Sodom. That I own that on Criterion, and it is it's a intense, beautiful, great film.
It is, eh? Yeah, it's beautiful, but very disturbing. And I love the work of David Cronenberg.
Have you talked with Cronenberg? Has any of your peers or fellow filmmakers contacted you about your films and talked about them with you?
Not directly contact them, but I know a lot of Hollywood celebrities are big fans of my work. John Waters, the director, mentions me in interviews on The Human Centipede lots of times, so he absolutely loves it. So, lots of them are fans. I don't know exactly about David Cronenberg. Would love to know his opinion.
I'm sure he would love it. Now I'm a big fan of John Waters as well. That would be cool if you two teamed up to do something.
Yeah.
So what's in the future for you? What's next now that this epic trilogy has come to an end? What's next for you? What would you like to do?
Elon and I want to keep exploring the dark sides of humanity. So I'm not going to make romantic comedies. I want to keep making pitch black comedies combined with horror elements. So we're working now on several projects which are all very original. So no copies of other films. I aim for originality. And a film we're working on now is called The Onania Club. I can't say much about it yet, but it's going to be a movie that will shock the world again, I'm sure.
I can't wait. What are some of the... you mentioned some you want to explore the dark realities of human nature. What are some of the other darkness that you want to explore?
The evilness of mankind. I think humanity is a very cruel race. Animals, they only kill if they have to eat, but people, they kill out of pleasure. And they have emotions like schadenfreude, that they get a pleasure when other people are hurt and stuff. So the human race is pretty sick, that needs to be explored more.
Sweet, I like it. And curious, you're a fairly big presence on social media and Twitter. Have your fans reacted to your Twitter posts and production photos that you've posted really well?
Oh, yeah. People absolutely hate me or absolutely love me. So with my work, I would be offended if they would be indifferent. So everything I when I post something on Twitter, I get a lot of reactions. Either bad or good, and that's fun. So that's what I'm all about.
I think you're a great filmmaker. I think what you've done with the films are great, and I really do believe that first one belongs in, you know, the historical film archives. I really
Thank
do.
Thank you so much, sir.
Of course. And do you plan on filming more in the States like you did with the part three, or are you filming abroad still?
Yeah, it could be everywhere. It's just where the story is set. But I love the United States. You have great landscapes. I love it here in L.A. I love New York, Miami. I could shoot many movies here, but Europe as well, or maybe Asia. Just depends where the story is set.
All right. Well, that sounds excellent. Thank you for talking with me, man. This is great. I love the film. I'm gonna promote it. I hope everybody sees it. I hope it gets a wide release here, you know, in Texas. And if not, I can't wait for the Blu-ray.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much for the interview, man.
All right. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your time in the States.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.